Feels good to be back. Back again. We shouldn't have left you without a smooth rhyme to step to. Smooth Brothers are back. It's Marcel, and I'm here with my brother Tyrone.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
How you doing, my brother, man? It's been a while, man. We missed you out there in GP Montreal. I was hanging out with Slick and Motika, with the whole gang. The SDU, the A-Team, all the Canadian brothers up there, man. It was going down. And everyone was like, man, where's your brother Tyrone at?
No, man. I saw the pictures and the 4-liter of beers and I heard some stories from Jack yesterday on the stream and shit. And, man, it was, man, trust me. I said, most of us at work. I said, man, I'm sitting here behind a damn cubicle and these suckers are out there having a good time and up there in Canada, man. I don't care what says, man. Canada's a cool place.
Oh, Canada's cool, all right.
It's cool. Oh, yeah, matter of fact, talk about cool. I heard about you not seeing snow or something before and was mesmerized or some shit.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to the snow maybe once or twice living in California. We just don't get snow. So you have to, travel. We go travel to go to the snow. You know, snow doesn't come to us. We go out on a vacation to go see snow.
Exactly.
So,
you know,
so I've seen it before, but I've never been in the actual snow coming down, falling upon me, and that was actually pretty cool.
I bet it was, but you ain't missing nothing, I'll tell you that right now.
As cold as it is out there, oh my lord, yeah. I can't do it. I cannot do it. Like it was good enough. I was able to handle it enough there, but they were telling me that was pretty warm. Like, when it gets cold, like, I don't know. I'm not built for that type of weather, you know?
Oh yeah, it takes very much to get used to because, like I said, it's definitely a unique type thing. You know, so I'm from Indiana, so I'm used to all that wetness and stuff. That's why I kind of moved to Texas, because it does snow here, but gone the next day. You know, one day it's freaking 60, next day it's 80. You know, only thing people get around here, you get sick a lot. But besides that, that's pretty much it though. But yeah, man, it's like you ain't missing nothing. But at least I'm glad you was able to get out there, man. I had a good time, because I know you got some stories and something to tell us out there. So.
It's a whole gang of stories. I'll try to squeeze some into here. I'm gonna squeeze some on Brainstorm Brewery, so check it out. And I'm gonna probably jump on Heavy Meta next week and have some more for there. I mean, there's stories for days.
Heavy Meta, my homeboys, man. Tell them I said, what's up? What's up, suckers? I know you guys listen to Cass. Can't talk to the brother no more, you know what I'm saying? I get on your Cass a few times, you know, livening up. People say, oh, man, it's great to have Tyra on. But guess what? It's too much for y'all. What? No fried chicken? No grape soda? What? No potato salad? Nothing else? All right, that's okay, Maddie. That's all right. Kevin and Maddie, that's cool. Can't give brother no more fried chicken. You know what? I'm gonna bring my own, and you can't get none. What?
Better have the hot sauce prepared, because it's going to be finger-licking good, right?
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm going to leave up to you, is bring some good-ass hot sauce. We're going to bring some good-ass hot sauce, and we're going to have some problems.
Big issues. Big, big, big issues. But yeah, you should have seen it. The Heavy Meta boys was out there deep. They got the hoodies in. So
yeah,
you know,
I saw those. Yeah, I saw those.
Yeah, I was rocking the hoodie too, you know, support the SBU, you know.
And signed autographs, as I seen as well. I guess I don't know if it was a girl, guy, whatever, but on a green shirt. I saw that. I saw you doing big things, big star.
Oh, big man, star. I'm a little bit of nothing, you know, but people recognize me, so it's all good. You know,
you sign an autograph, you are something, my brother. You are something. Anybody ask for your autograph, you are the shit.
Well, yeah.
But you might not be big shit, but you just a little shit. It's a little shit, man. I'm all being a little shit. Cause at least a little shit, at least you know when a little shit's around. I'll tell you that much.
little shit's still stanky, so you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, my dog, my son. Yeah, my son. Yes, so it's good.
Oh man, so I guess, we was over there, me, Scotty, and, Maddie. You know, it was on Sunday, and we was like, you know, what should we do? I was hungover. I didn't really want to do anything. I want to do a side event, you know. Let's do a side event. And Maddie's like, look at this. They got Team Sealed. I'm like, ah, man, Team Sealed, that's going to be forever, blah, blah, blah. So then he talked me into it, and then we needed a third. And then Scotty was around, and Scotty was absolutely not going to do Limited. Can't. I hate Limited. Limited sucks. Hell nah, there's no way in hell you're gonna get me to do it. And then we got him to be on our team. So, you know, that worked out. So we had a team, and then we went through that, and we bumped into Conley Woods and Harry. I don't know what his last name. Harry's a guy from SCG. And they gave us a break lowdown on how to do Team Sealed, you know. Like we had an idea. They're like, all right, this is how you do it. Gave us their little formula. We applied their formula. When we got our packs, we kind of applied the formula, and it worked out. We built the decks, and we had some awesome decks. We went there and just crushed, undefeated. Me and Scotty, we just went undefeated. So,
dang, hey, that's the way to do it, man.
Yes, I mean, Natty held it down. He had a deck that he wasn't necessarily super comfortable with,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, he definitely was. He was holding down, take it there. After he won a couple games, you see Maddie was all juiced, you know, doing ready to do some backflips and shit. So we're like, cool, you know. And then we went through there, and we had to play all the way to the end. We couldn't split at the top, so you know, we had to play to win, and we won. Walked away with 9 boxes of Born of the Gods. So that felt real good.
9 boxes? What?
Yeah, 9 boxes. I was like, when I heard that, I was
all
like,
right, all right, you go ahead and say one my way then. Go ahead. I'll send you my address. You think I'm playing? 9 boxes? Yeah, I'm joking. You got some shit, man. You know that.
But, I'll send you some shit. I got some stuff. I sold 2 of the boxes already. Shit.
Nice. See, that's what you're doing, man. Get a hustle. I'm a hustler, huh? I'm a hustler, fool. That's right, man. Get a hustle, man. That's what I tell people all the time. If you want something done, you got to hustle in Magic, man. You don't matter what color you are. White, black, Hispanic, Asian, whatever. And I'm not going to, defend anybody by saying a race, but you know, it doesn't matter what color you are or who you are. This hustle is hustle. And really tell you the truth of all the best, really, hustlers out there. And I said, don't take offense. It's pretty much, it's what everybody says, stuff you see on TV, is the Jewish community. They know how to hustle. They always got money, man. And that's what I'm saying. So, you know, you just take it from them. You know, learn how to hustle. When you hustle like that, man, you get all the cards and majority of the type of decks that you want.
Interesting, interesting. Yeah, definitely. Hustle and you can make it happen. I agree with you on that.
In a respectful way. Don't be doing nothing stupid. No,
exactly. You can make money and do it so that everyone walks away happy. And that's really the key, I think, of doing business or anything, you know. There's a way that both people walk away as winners, and that's when it's, you have a successful transaction, I believe.
Now, when you was there, one of the things we talked about before, you know, since we're talking about the events, you actually physically been there. We talked about how to act, how to treat, most all the things that we talked about before. Did you run into any of that type of stuff? Did you run into rude people? Any people mess with people? Any stanky people? Any butt cracks? Anything like that?
Actually, you know what? People in Canada are very respectful, and I didn't deal with pretty much anything. Like,
good.
Like, yeah, I can't think of, like, I didn't want to cuss nobody out. I didn't have to tell nobody. I mean, there's one lady, she had her boobs hanging out, and I think a judge had told her something.
So now, ladies, you play against me one, and, no disrespect, but, yeah, I'm not going to tell nobody, I promise.
See, I wouldn't be complaining, but I can understand for a child type of environment, you know, that could be a little much. So.
I wouldn't complain. Well, if it ain't no Janet Jackson, quit tripping.
Yeah,
you just mad. You some of you judges just mad because you can't get that, or you either married like I am and can't get that.
Yeah. So it was cool. But
let's not go there. But
yeah. But I mean, everyone was good. I had good time. I got to meet a lot of people there. I mean, I could go down. I can't go down the name list because I don't want to be scared of forgetting someone. But
everybody.
You knew who I hanged out. I met with faces on Twitter that I'd never seen before. You know, got to really meet some people. It's a little bit more than a Twitter conversation. You get to know who the person is, and you know, I had a great time. Had some great food. I mean, the food is awesome. Poutine. Which is basically fries, gravy, and cheese curds.
Wait a minute. You said poutine? What?
Not poutine. I'm talking about poutine.
Oh, poutine. Yeah, I seen that on TV with not Andrew Zimmerman, but Anthony Bourdain. I seen him eat that before. Yeah, that looks delicious. And that was good.
Yeah, it's good. Like, yeah, that's a Canadian food. That's their big thing is, like, you know, fries with gravy and cheese curds. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, that doesn't, when I heard about that, I was like, And then I had some and it was good. And then I had some more and it was even better. And then I had some of the real good shit and it was, oh man. Yeah, I'm a fan of poutine. I did a little too much poutine, but you know, I definitely see and respect the poutine.
Nice. Definitely was on the ball, my brother.
Yeah, so it was a wonderful event. I don't want to take up too much of the Smooth Brothers time with this. You know, I'll be on some other cats. You get some more of the stories, but
Smooth Brothers, man, Smooth, we eat, man. I ain't afraid to say I'm well rounded right now. I'm not big, but my tummy is well rounded, and I eat quite well. Thank you very much.
I feel you. I'm in the same.
Right on. So what's on the agenda for the day, man?
We're gonna apologize to the fans that our Budget Gourmet due to just hectic schedules before Montreal and just like not getting into Cards of Tyrone, we weren't able to build the deck for the Eidolon and countless battles. So we're gonna skip the Budget Gourmet this week. We're gonna probably dive in and talk about some of the SCG decks just a little bit that happened in the standard at Seattle, so to fill in that gap. But we'll be back next week with the decks for the Eidolon of Countless Battles, so look forward to that. But what we're gonna do, because Slick told me this, he's like, yes, I love it when Tyrone gets unveiled stuff for the first time on the cast. His reaction is pure gold.
All right, what you got for me, man? What you got for me?
Well, you already broke your cherry. You saw some butt cracks. Tyrone didn't know about Crackgate. Just let everyone know.
Oh, man.
He said, hey, check this out. This is funny. I didn't see. I was like, you don't know about everything that happened on Twitter? He's like, what? It's like, oh, this is perfect. This is absolutely. So we're going to hear Tyrone's.
Straight gold for y'all, man. Straight gold.
We're going to hear Tyrone's unadulterated opinion about what this is, and then I'll let him know the whole controversy and what went down after that, and then we'll discuss, you know, some ramifications after that.
All right, click on the link, the BuzzFeed link.
Yeah, the BuzzFeed link. So go on there.
Click on it right now.
And just keep in mind, Tyrone, this went across. This was on Time Magazine. This was on USA Today.
No way.
So this
one. You gotta be kidding me. What is this? Okay, let's see here. Man goes to Magic Gathering tournament, posed next to butt cracks. Oh man, I said I haven't got there yet. Let's see it. There he is. That is hilarious. Oh man, how would you have to see your butt crack on over the internet forever? That is hilarious. Man, look at him, straight OG gangster man next to the crack. Ah. Oh, that's just nasty. That's a hairy ass. Right? Oh, that's... He's posing. He's praying. He's like, what's up? Oh, my God. Oh, he's like, please cover that up. Please. You got to be kidding me, man. This is hilarious. You got to be kidding me.
So that's Tyrone's natural reaction. He just went down. He saw three of the pitchers, so he got to see the rest of the pitchers right now. That was him going through the rest of the pitchers.
Oh, man.
So what do you think about this, Tyrone? Give me your impression about this and the positives and the negatives or whatever you may think about it. Tell me.
Me personally, I wouldn't find it offending at all. I mean, it doesn't really bother me, not whatsoever, because my ass ain't gonna be hanging out like that. So, but man, that just tells you, dog. I mean, if you feel offended, then that's just how it is. You feel offended, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like me personally, if my butt crack caught on that, I wouldn't be like, oh my god. No, I'll be laughing my ass. I'm like, damn, my butt looks like that. And second of all, I always wear a long shirt, so you ain't be seeing my butt crack anytime soon. Anyway, that just tells you just, the main one I want to say is I'm not really going to go get into it here, but to me, it's just on the part I want to find offensive, but hey, you got to make yourself known somehow, and what's wrong with a dirty butt crack? I mean, they should have a butt crack awareness month or something for this. Yeah, watch your crack. Watch your crack, yo. I'll be right behind you.
You know what?
That's I don't know. It doesn't bother me as much.
I like butt crack awareness month, and this was definitely butt crack awareness
month. Yeah, I mean, look at some pictures, man. Pull up your shirt. You ain't wearing a belt. Once you're doing not, you sitting in a chair. You're not feeling the draft going down the crack of your ass at all, or... I mean, do not pull your shirt down. I mean, just looking at this. I mean, just being. And this dude. Oh my God! Look at this other one. He doesn't even have. It's like he had any pants on.
Yeah, so he's straight.
Yeah. Front. Can you not know to understand? This is what we're talking about when we talking about the moment of smoothness and stuff, man. About how to present yourself, man. Cover up your cracks. This won't happen to you, man. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, what was the time? I'm sitting in the restaurant, yeah, I don't want to see your butt. Pull your stuff up.
I agree with you, my brother. I agree with you.
Now, back in the day, when I was in the Army, we used to get people the same thing, kind of like this with the butt crack. You know what I'm saying? What we do, you get your butt crack out, you get powdered.
What do you mean powdered?
Slap across face with a hand of baby powder. Butt crack. And, most people, they play open chess, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, we was up in the barracks, and most of us was doing basic training. You know, sit up in the barracks, sit on the bed reading our letters or something like that, whatever. And you got someone that got a towel on, like a cape, around, butt crack, pow! It was so hilarious, man. I mean, hell, man, you better be careful. I might slice them down in there. Something to burn your ass.
Alright. So now, what about negative aspects? How do you see this could negatively affect the community, and where are the negative sides of this?
Negative sides is, really personally, I mean, yes, it's funny and all, though, but, I mean, I won't say hell, but sometimes people just don't know that the butt cracks out. And you really don't really need to be really going embarrassing people by, you know, taking pictures, putting over the internet. Look how big it is. I mean, at least you're nice enough not to show their face. That's at least the good part about it. But, yes, I mean, it's, I don't know. It's just, you kind of can say you're overstepping people's boundaries. You know, you're sitting behind them, you know, embarrassing them, you know, make them feel like they're slob or something like that. You know, a person may just be sitting down in the chair, might just would have wiggled and leaned forward and, you know, just actually let it hang out and not purposely. So really, I really don't think it's necessary in Magic. But I mean, if it's really not hurting nobody, I mean, it's still bad, but at least no one's getting hurt about it, at least, so.
I like that. See, you are a true smooth brother. Because you ain't got to be told how to be correct about the situation. You ain't got to listen to everybody else in the community to form opinion for your opinion to be the right opinion, you know? Yeah, I like that. Yeah. You know, you are who you are, you Tyrone, and that's that. And I completely agree with everything you say. So so let me go down just to form you in. So I agree. People say that this is shaming, you know, public shaming, and that he encroached on a lot of people's privacy by doing this. But I agree that not showing the face is a huge deal. But at the same time, if people know who the people are, like friends of this person may know exactly who this person is. So that person can be identified. So, you know, that is encroaching on there, and it is a public shaming. You could say it's fat shaming because most of the people are overweight.
Now, on that point, this one, I'll let you finish. This is something to start about. This really is really no difference of the local news or anything like that when they're talking about like obesity and kids and people, you know, America, this city is this big, and it's showing people walking up and down the street, not showing their faces, but just showing, you know, people that are slightly overweight or whatever type of deal. It could be from overweight to people with, you know, with ashy legs or anything like that. But the news does the exact same thing, but it's okay there. But, you know, showing the reporter, but he's doing it maybe a different way by, you know, being in the picture. But it's still the exact same way. I mean, as long as he's not saying, putting people's names out there. That's why I say it's not this bad, because you're low. Pay attention to that. Look at your local news. That time they talk about weight loss or something like that, whatever, and watch what type of picture they show. They show regular people walking up down the street, same type of deal. They and it was just news that did show people not wearing pants, showing butt cracks before. They showed that.
Yeah. So I mean, people will be embarrassed by public pictures, so that's going to happen. And yeah, sure, it's a Magic event, and you wouldn't want to be like, oh, I go to a Magic event, I got to worry about my attire is, and, you know, people are going to take pictures of me and public shame me. That should not be something that you should be concerned of. At the same time, I shouldn't be at a Magic event and be subjected to your butt crack. You should take the steps you can to make sure your butt crack is covered, wear a proper shirt, pull your pants up, suspend. There's plenty of things. I got big friends all over. You know, I'm not a necessarily big guy, but I'm definitely, you know, I'm brown like you say.
And
there's stuff you can do to make sure your butt crack isn't out for the world to see. Yeah. You know, it's just plain and simple. It's up to you, and only you can prevent your butt crack from being public.
Yeah, I say it like this. I'd rather put, if I had two scenarios, I mean two choices, I'd rather have a hairy butt crack than a sticky person.
Yep, I agree. I can deal with the butt
good
crack.
Good smelling butt crack, and I'll take the butt crack any day. So that's the reason why I don't really find it offensive, because, I mean, it could be a different type of way. Oh, you have the butt crack out, but, you know, you smell like roses. But then you got no butt crack out, but you smell like ass. I mean,
yeah.
It should be the other way around. Your butt crack should be out because you smell like ass. But, you know.
Either way, all it is about respecting your fellow players and just, you know, basic hygiene, basic ways of keeping yourselves to make sure that, you know, we have a respectful community, because we do have kids. Like, I was at the GP Montreal, and the judges told the lady with her boobs hanging out to put on a better shirt because there's kids there. You know, just little things. Wearing t-shirts that say, you know, suck my dick should not be on, you know, shouldn't be at an event. You know, stuff like that, you know, you got, it's respectful. So there's a line.
Yeah, the only point of that is, if you're going to be telling people to do stuff like that, you need to, in Magic community, you need to be balanced and fair. Tell people to pull up their pants, stop showing their butt crack. This won't happen.
So, dude, he got an 18-month ban, which I think was a little much. They had Dr. 8 Size. He did something like this 2 years ago at a GP, but he took pictures of people's face and made very, like, very rude comments that could be, like, you know, very hurtful. He got 18 months. They got slide it down to, I think, 9 months. And he's got 18 months. And this guy, honestly, I think this is kind of funny. Like, I can understand that people felt shameful, but at the same time, this is like shining a light where the sun doesn't shine and let people know.
It's perfect. 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 So, perfect indie window, my friend. Yes. That's tight.
Nice. All right. So that's basically that. So we're gonna move on from the crack gate.
Oh, crack.
So let's look at some of these SCG events. They had SCG,
Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle.
Now, like I said, before we get into those, I just want to, when we go over these decks, I just want people to realize one thing here. This is what I talked about on my cast as well. The type of game change in standard, I'm just talking about standard, not talking about anything else, has changed. Look, and once you read the decks that are in here, if you look a couple months ago when I said that there's some other type of control decks or decks period that can be played, and majority of the people that I responded to and said, they said, no, this is pretty much going to be the standard until M14, whatever else comes out, or next set comes out, whatever. I told them, I said, no, something else is going to come up, and it's going to change. Everybody was telling me three colors is going to be the main thing. Main three colors or mono. Now, once you read these decks, you'll see what I'm talking about. Go ahead, man.
Well, I mean, when you go through the decks, actually, there's, alright, so the decks are red, white, burn, which one? So red, white deck one. And then we got black, white, mid range, which is basically a mono black deck.
Or it's off control, yeah.
Yeah, but it's basically like mono black devotion with an Elspeth and Blood Baron instead of some other stuff. So it's very similar to mono black control or mono black, thing. They had a white, black humans, which is a nice one with the necromancer. Mm-hmm. And then they got mono black devotion, mono black aggro, which is a little bit different. And then, U white devotion, which is the same as, mono blue devotion almost, except they got a Faria and a couple other cards. So yep. By and large, you know, most of the meta is pretty similar. There's not a whole lot new going on. A lot of black decks in here, which is pretty insane. But definitely red, white, burn is the biggest one leader right now. Actually, Sacred Foundries are up to $9 on Modo right now.
Yes. There. So, see, the point I was saying is, because like I said, so like other places, you know, it's basically, it's Boros Burn or Zoth Control. I know stuff like that, Naya Control, stuff like that, or mid-range, whatever, but no, I was saying it's not the point of that. Of course, you're right, your thing is pretty much similar. It's the point of the slight changes that we talked about earlier, the couple other things that you can do to innovate a deck. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying like something like brand new is like da da. Here I am. Is it Blaz? Blizzard controlling on? I'm not saying nothing like that. You know, something different. I'm just saying that it just takes a little twist, of variations of decks to make them pretty darn good. And it's more the other decks you see. I mean, like mono black. Yes, it's good. But as you see, that the top three. The top three are. Alright, the Boros, actually, go in top four. But so the top one is Boros, but the three below those are Orzhov type colors. White, black was the perfect good color here. Now, I'm still waiting on my mill decks for y'all to go out there and people to do it, but I think people are just afraid, man.
Yeah. So it's red, white, burn. We go down to red, white, burn. This is piloted by Neil Hartman. So it has four Ash Zealots, four Boros Wreckers, four Chandra Phoenix, two Storm Breath Dragons. The card is very good. Two Chandra's Pyromancers, and that rounds out those. And then your spells, you got Chain of the Rock, three of those, four Boros Charms, four Lightning Strikes, four Magnet Jets, three Syrian Bloods, and two War Leaders Helix, along with four Mountains, two Boros Big Eel Gates, three Mutavaults. Still playing Mutavaults, so Mutavaults is still a heavy play to standard.
Oh,
Foundry is a temple to triumph.
So expensive.
Yeah, so expensive. I don't even have
them. Crazy expensive.
So this is cool. I like seeing Boros Charm is in the burn.
Yes, I'm like seeing this color. I love when this color wins. It makes me very, very happy.
So I didn't get to see any actual games play out, but it just looks like you just beat down fast and just never off the gas, you know?
I want to say, ha ha. It was to a person, I'm not saying who he is, but he wrote an article a long time ago talking about, I guess it's pretty much, well, yeah, before actually the set, what's that, was Lightning, Magma Jetson, was it a Theros?
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically before Theros came out, this one guy on Star City Games, so that's why sometimes you gotta watch the articles on there, you read them, sometimes you gotta, just turn your head and, say, but, he pretty much said that Magma Jets are really going to be worth his pain only in mono red decks. And he gave a big overreason saying, oh, Magma Jets is really good. The Scry really is not that good. Blah, blah, this and that kind of bullcrap. And look at it now, man. And much anything that's mixed with red, Magma Jets in there because it's perfect. Yes, it does only two damage, though. But the best part of this is that you may need that one land. That land's maybe you'll need. So I mean, scrying is perfect where you need it to be, or it can be a land spell or anything. So I think Magic Jack's a really good card, and then I think you really shouldn't judge a card quite yet until at least mid range into it being out there. There's some brewers getting in there and brew it up, and as you see with this deck here, it works out very well.
Definitely. So I like that. So the other one I think that we could talk about is that you see in Herald of Torment. It's starting to see play. That's a card that I was very big on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bestow creature, the 3/3 flying for 3. At the beginning of your upkeep, you lose one life, or you can bestow it for 5. And that card is pretty powerful, and I'm glad to see that it's starting to see play. We're also seeing Painslayer, which I discounted, but I said that was a decent enough card to look at, and it's starting to come back up, so that's good to see. Glad to see that. Nice to see innovation at Star City Games, and, you know, can't wait for more good stuff to come in Standard. But
that's one thing I like about Star City Games. You get stuff like this. I mean, but it's nice as well, because you don't have that, as you guess, if you want to call it, as everybody called it, that call blade type effect. You don't have that one thing that everybody's playing to see down the board. Not like what back in the day, blue white control, call blade. You know, it's nice not seeing stuff like that. It's nice to see other different variation. Yes, you got Boros Burn, you know, and it just comes to show you, Marcel, like I said, if you look at the top of the list, like I said, I'm looking at here, you got Boros Burn first place, but then you got two Boros Burns in between ninth and 16th place. I mean, it just tells you, rotation right there, man, it's just all how the cards fall, man. I guess the cards didn't fall very well for them.
Interesting.
You know, because a lot of people think, since we're talking about these deck lists here, you're looking and see how sporadic they are. And the main thing is you have to realize, most right now speaking to the young players out there, is that, or even old school, sometimes you can be frustrated. It's all how your deck gives you. That's just how it is. It's not, you may have some misplaced here and there, but majority is just what the deck one that gives you. I mean, it's the way that you shuffle, the way that it's cut. I mean, once that deck's cut and back on your side, it's the faith of the cards, whether they want to come out or not. I mean, that's why you see, it's pretty much the decks are pretty much similar, but other ones just didn't prevail.
Yeah, I guess the ones that didn't prevail didn't have as many creatures. They were playing.
Just something like that. Let me, right now I'm looking at, between 9th and 16th place, this is Chris Morris, the Lint deck here. Yeah, he ran Force Azelits and Force Chandras.
Yeah, so they didn't play
More creatures, skill crack, but yeah, so he played less creatures.
Yeah, I think the Boros Reckoners played a big part of that, and also on top of that is the Storm Breath Dragons. Two of those just makes that much of a difference that you go over the top, and that's like repeatable burns. So I think Storm Breath is very well positioned in this meta.
Well, on this one, same rankings is by Dylan Mangini.
Mm-hmm.
He had 4 Ash Zealots, 4 Boros Reckoners, 4 Chandra Fingers, two Storm Breath Dragons, and a Prayer of Wild Shaman and 2 Chandra Pyromancers.
Huh.
So, I mean, he had that in his deck. Cause like I said, it just...
That's how the cards play out.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to play it because it comes to show, you know, just pretty much way the meta is in Standard is that there's only one way you do it. You can play the major heavy control, or you play down the beat down creatures. Pretty much that is I'm telling you, man, really the color right now, I think we don't see in here. I think maybe was in Jun is that maybe the list is more, but I'm surprised not to see any, red green type variations or anything.
Yeah.
You know, that Xenagos, if I'm saying it right, did I say the name right? Xenagos, is that right?
That's right.
Okay, yeah. Any one of the Planeswalker or the God, them suckers are sick. And I guess people are just thinking different, but those, to me, that color right now is boss compared to white blue. White blue is just always good, no matter what you look at here, but,
I got you, we should see more of the monsters doing well. They had one that showed up there, but that's about it.
Yeah, like you said, also, And also, this tells you, if you look at the previous, like last, I mean, the difference to the other city, Atlanta, and look at Seattle, basically, I mean, a lot of people, I think, never really talk about this. You know, so we're talking about Star City Games and why they play, why it's so good, because you get variation of different minds from different parts of the country. You know, so this side here looks like a little bit more of the heavy the devotion to control type, where that, you know, you got people down south, you know, who's more into the monster, beat down creature type. So, you know, this kind of, if you're ever thinking about going to an event, I has talked to other gentlemen about this, and pretty much he said is that East Coast has their own type of style play. So if you're coming from the south going up there, you know, you might want to, you know, balance your deck around where you're playing at. So
that makes sense. That's a good way to think about it. I never quite thought about that. I just play on Moto, so I don't see that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, because you really never really know where you're playing at. So, I mean, you're playing somebody in Australia, Japan, blah, blah, stuff. But I know majority over in, you know, in that area, like, say Japan, they like playing like off the wall, straight brew stuff, or some type of control type of deal, which I love. I love watching Japanese players play, because they just got a whole different mindset and how they play the game. I'm not saying, first of all, for the goal of saying this, I'm not saying anything different about any other people out there. I'm just talking about just how style of how they play. That's it. You know, because so that's the same thing I think about the world. You think of the world too, Marcel. So different parts of the world is the exact same way.
That's fair. That's fair. I'll take that.
And that's why before I saw where exactly Star City Game was on the deck list, I already knew what type of the country it was at. And I look up South Seattle, exactly West Coast areas. They're more heavy into the, you know, the type of control type of deals. A little bit of smash burn in there in between. So, you know, trying something a little different, I guess.
Okay. So let's move into this moving to smoothness.
All right, brother. All right. This time, past few times was me. This time is on you. What we got?
Well, I didn't think of anything. So we were going to talk about the butt cracks.
Oh, okay.
We're going to talk about what happens if you do see a butt crack and how can you be smooth about it so you don't get yourself an 18-month ban the way that this guy did, and that to make the community better by being smooth about it when you see someone with a butt crack hanging out, or they got, you know, an offensive t-shirt, or they smell, or any one of the above. You know, you could pretty much go about it in the same way. So Tyrone, how would you handle a situation like this where you see someone with a butt crack hanging out, pants halfway down the legs?
Oh, well, first of all, the first line of defense is you tell a judge. That's just simply, I mean, just going off to keep it simple. This is mostly for the little kids. Little ones, listen up. Anytime you got a problem, if you were the guardian, anybody, something like that, whatever, if you're just by yourself, teenage, worldwide, any one instance, just inform a judge of the issue, because that's what they're there for. As you can see, they put down a ruling on this as well. I mean, you know what? I need to turn this page off because I'm tired of looking at these dudes' butt cracks. I mean, it's just annoying. I'm just looking, I was trying to praise and look. I was like, I mean, really, people, we don't want to see it. I mean, like I said, but if you can't help it, accidentally pops out, okay, that's understandable, though, but, you know, just, you know, and I know most people are probably thinking right now, well, they talk about something like this last week before and stuff, and, because people ain't listening. I mean, the same thing what you do with your kids. You ain't listening, keep on hammering about it. You know, they say that if the best way to handle it is, first of all, telling the judge, or you can just, you know, be nice enough, you know, always wait till after the game, to after the game. And one thing I do, I say, hey man, I just want to let you know, hey, come here, let me tell you something real quick, come here. Hey, that your pants hanging down, just saw a little bit of your butt crack right there, you might want to. Some guys over there were talking about you, so I just want to let you know that, somebody was probably gonna report a judge about you not pulling your pants up for your butt crack showing. You know, something like that, you know, nice and all, or you can just do a fast walk by, butt crack! And you know, go by fast so you know it's you, either one. I prefer the third option. And, you know, I'm talking about, hey, you know what? Butt crack! And just keep on going. I mean, that's just me. But no, I just think it's fair. I think it's fair and nice. If you want to inform the person, then you can. If you don't want to inform the person, then you just tell a judge. I mean, that's just simple how it is. But really, I mean, people, I mean, if this don't get your attention, I mean, like I say, it's been in the top, some of the top magazines in the world. A Magic tournament, not talking about the greatness of how the game is and what it does and the type of minds and type of tournaments that people pull and run. What they do, they got, just talk about people's butt cracks. So, I mean, if that doesn't embarrass you enough about it, then pretty much you just don't care. I mean, I understand if you don't care, but we care. We don't want to see your butt cracks. I mean, just end the story. What about you, Marcel?
Yeah, I completely agree. I actually didn't think about your third option, walking by and say, butt crack, because
someone
will figure out, hey, wait, are they talking about me? Or everyone may check on that. So
exactly.
There's merit on that. There's actual merit on that. I could give that 100% merit. Me, personally, I would just go up to the person, you know, tell them politely in their ear, as you know, your butt crack's showing, do a little something about that. And if they decide, or if they got a, you know, offensive t-shirt, you know, tell them politely. And if they don't respond well to it, you just go to a judge, you know? Yes, and if you don't want to deal with that, if you're a non-confrontational person and that sounds like a horrible experience trying to tell a person, then just go to a judge, you know? That's what the judges are here for. That's what they'll do. It's a respectful way. You know, don't take pictures. Don't be like, oh my God, I see a butt crack. Look at this guy. Butt crack! That's not how we go about it, you know? That's not going to work for you well.
So, ladies and gentlemen, humongous crack. No, you don't want to do that. Yeah, that's not nice.
Now, if you and your friends are happening to see one of your friends and then you make some fun of him because his butt crack is showing, and you guys are good friends and he could understand the joke about it, then maybe you could do a little bit more about that and have some fun with it. But all in all, you know, just be cool, be respectful, and it's the same thing about anything. And we're not going to talk about this again. We're not going to beat this down. The dead horse is already dead. So we're going to let you know that just treat people with respect, come up to them rightfully, and everything should be all right. Nobody's going to get mad. No feelings should be hurt. And, you know, we do better as a community as a whole.
Exactly. But I will still, and at times between a cast or so, I might go, fuck, crack. So be prepared for that.
For sure.
Joking, man. I was joking. But, yeah, that's just devastating stuff. I mean, let's just tell you this stuff is, man. I mean, it's, and I just want to touch on that, the instant about that one more time before we go, is that we know what he did. I don't condone it. I was something I would never do. I mean, even if he didn't get banned for it, it's something that I would never do because it's, you know, to me, it's just not necessary. I won't say it's not right. I think it's funny, but at the same time, you can't say it's not right because you're invading people's privacy. But people, we have to understand the times that we live in today are not like how we were growing up, Marcel. You know, back in the 80s type of deal, the Polaroid, ones you used to have to shake and stuff to get the picture out. Yeah, so those days are over. I mean, it's media. People got phones and stuff. They can share stuff right away. I mean, you got to realize that pretty much nowadays, your privacy is never going to be 100% private anymore. So, only other way that I can say that we do here to keep it smooth here is that no matter in the instant of this, anything that we talked about before, is that you just have to make sure that you don't put yourself in that predicament, that you won't have these problems.
Yep, pretty much. Don't put yourself in a predicament and you don't have to worry about other people putting you there. That's that. So, I think we got ourselves a good episode for the week. Tune in next week, because I think we'll be out here next week on Tuesday, and we'll make sure to get you a couple of back-to-back episodes, because we missed almost a month.
So we'll make sure we get you those decks.
And we'll get you the deck, countless battles. So this is the Smooth Brothers. You can check us out. We're on Mind of Deprive, and later.
Peace!
Bye, Craig.